Well, welcome to our program presented by our precious preschool children under the direction of our preschool director, Mrs. Aretha Green, and an excellent team of preschool teachers. Each class has a special presentation prepared for you. This is very unique in the fact that preschool children come to us all year long. Some start with us the first day, others as soon as they turn three or as soon as they turn four. Many started with us, but now we have more to end the year. They have worked hard learning phonics and numbers and manners, character development, and many gospel truths. Thank you for the opportunity to team with you in teaching and training your children. It is indeed a team effort. We have loved your son or daughter being with us. I will ask Mr. Howell, our sixth grade teacher, and also a pastor at Berean Baptist Church, to open us in prayer, and then get your cameras ready. Your children, your preschoolers, will enter through the back doors.
Let's pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you so much for the opportunity to gather here and to see these children perform, Father, with the gifts and the talents you have given them. I thank you for the sacrifice that each and every one of these parents have made to place their child in our school. We praise you for the love that you give to us, Father, through your Son, Jesus Christ, and that he bled and died on a cross, was buried and rose again the third day, not for just our sins, but for the sins of the whole world. And Father, it is that truth that we gloriously teach to these young people. And I ask that you would be with this program tonight. We ask that all would be done to honor and glorify you. It is in your precious Son's name we pray. Amen.
Thank you. the Christian flag?
American flag.
The now flag to the Bible.
Attention, salute, pledge.
Christian flag.
Good evening, parents. My name is Mrs. Morales, and I am the Spanish teacher. Today, K3 is going to be saying a rhyme for you guys. I'm sure you've heard it before. It is Bate Bate Chocolate Son. And I was very happy when I taught him that rhyme because I was able to share a little bit about my life growing up in Mexico when I taught him that. The second song that they'll be singing is going to be the Diez Amigos song, which it just helps them to remember to know their numbers in Spanish. And the third one's going to be the Buenos Dias song, and it is a short conversation, and you'll see later in K4, you'll see how that helps them have a conversation in Spanish. Ready, K3? Hands together. Let's do the Bate Bate Chocolate song for our mommies and daddies. Ready, set, go.
Uno, dos, tres, go. Uno, dos, tres, go. Uno, dos, tres, go.
begin. Hands up, take three. Let's do our number song. Ready, set, go. Uno, dos, tres, sangre. Now let's do our Buenos Dias song. Hands on your back. Ready, set, go.
Buenos Dias, Buenos Dias, Buenos Dias,
Muy bien, thank you.
Manners by Janice Sherwin. Pretty nice right here, Miss Lewis. Thank you, boys and girls. Great job. Say it with me, boys and girls. Ephesians
4, 32.
Be ye kind, one to another.
Wow, great job, boys and girls. Now, boys and girls, tell me. Tell me, who made you, boys and girls?
God made me.
And why did God make you?
Because I am.
Boys and girls, what else did God make? That's right. And why did God make all things? Yes, he did. Wonderful job, boys and girls. Now, I have a question for you. Can you tell everyone, what is a miracle?
Something only God can do.
Oh, I like that. That's right. Now, let's review our Spanish. When Mrs. Lewis raises a balloon, I want you to tell me the Spanish word for that color. Are you ready?
Yes,
ma'am. Yeah. Boys and girls, what color?
Yeah.
All together now. How about this?
Amarillo.
Boys and girls, what color is this?
Yellow.
And this one?
Purple.
Oh, here's the hard one, boys and girls. Take a look. What color? Right, great job. Now, boys and girls, we had someone help us to learn our phonics this year. Can you tell everyone who this is?
Amber.
That's right, that's Amber Lamb, and she helped us to learn our letters. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to raise some letters up, and I want you to tell me what letter I'm showing you. Boys and girls, what letter is this?
M.
And what does M say? Great job. And this one?
A.
And what does H say?
H.
That's right. And this one?
C.
And what does C say?
C.
How about this letter, boys and girls?
G.
And what does G say? Boys and girls, what letter?
And what does I say? Great job. Now, lastly, boys and girls, can you tell everyone what country is this?
Mexico!
It is Mexico. And what do the people of Mexico make out of? Corn tortillas, meat, and beans.
Burritos!
That's right, burritos. And tell everyone, what do they call their holidays?
Fiestas!
Great job. Now, boys and girls, tell me this. Does God love and care for the people of Mexico?
Yes, ma'am!
Yes, he does, boys and girls. Very well done.
Mom and Dad, I am yes, oh yes, you're a yes!
Alright, class, can we recite our class verse? Ready? 1 John 4:19.
Beloved, even the earth loves us.
Great job. Alright, class, who wrote the Bible?
Holy men were taught by the Holy Spirit.
Nice. What is God? What is a spirit?
A being with a head and body like us.
Great job. Where is God?
God is everywhere.
If God is everywhere, what does God see?
God sees everything.
Great job, class. Now let's review our Spanish. Can you help recite these colors for me? What color is this in Spanish?
Red.
All together? This one.
Blue.
This one.
Azul.
And this one.
Bravo.
One more.
Amarillo.
Great smiles. Now, we have this friend here. Class, who is this? Very good, and he helped us to learn our numbers and how to count. I have numbers. I need your help. What number is this, class?
4.
Very good. Can we clap this number out?
Yes, ma'am.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Very good. And I've got this number.
7.
Can we pat this one out? Very good. What about this number?
5.
All together, this one.
7.
Your last one.
14.
Great job. Class, we've been studying our countries. What class is this?
Israel.
All right, Bernie. Who lived in Israel?
Jesus.
He sure did. Cody, when Jesus lived there, who went to school? Very good. You knew that. Daniela, what did the children wear? They did. And Micaiah, where did the people go to worship God?
They went to the synagogue.
They sure did. Very good. Journey, how did the people read from God's word?
They used scrolls.
Very good. Class, we have one more thing we want to tell our parents. Ready? Eyes up here.
Mom and Dad.
Thank you.
parents. I don't teach Spanish all by myself. As you noticed, as you saw, the teachers encourage Spanish within the classroom, and they use it every day. They use it with colors, and they encourage the songs, singing our songs. Well, today, I also have somebody that I'm sure you've heard about. I'm sure you have. I have a friend from Mexico who comes all the way from Mexico to help me teach Spanish. This is my friend who only speaks Spanish, yes. And this, you know the song that K3 sang? The one, the Buenos Dias song? It is with Chico that they use it. Let's see. K4, who is this?
Chico!
K4, what kind of animal is Chico? Oh, yeah. Say hola to Chico.
Hola, Chico.
Hola. Chico wants to ask you a question. Just a second. Chico said, buenos, ¿cómo estás?
Muy bien.
Muy bien, muy bien. Now, when Chico comes, he will talk to them, but he will also give them a kiss right here on the cheek. K4, how do you say kiss in Spanish? Muy bien. And he will also give him a hug. K4, how do you say hug in Spanish?
Abrazo.
Muy bien, K4. Say adios to Chico.
Adios, Chico.
Now, K4, let's sing Cristo Me Ama for our mommies and our daddies, okay? Let's sing in Spanish, English, and then Spanish. Ready?
Parents, K4 is going to recite the poem, Soon I Will Read the Bible by Janice Sherwin.
Soon I'll read the Bible by Janice Sherwin. I will read the Bible. I will learn to pray. I will learn to please God and what I do for today. I can read some letters. I can read some words too. Soon I'll read the
standing.
Good evening, Mrs. Bowles class.
Good evening, Mrs. Bowles.
All right, let's tell our parents and our friends what our class verse is. Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Ephesians 4:32. You. That was an awesome job. Aubrey, did God have a beginning or will he have an end?
No, ma'am.
That's right. Thank you. Aaron, does God ever change?
No, ma'am.
That's right. Thank you. Brooklyn, does God know everything?
Yes, ma'am.
Very good. Nasir, can God do everything?
Yes, ma'am.
That's right. He can. Tanya, Benaya, how many gods are there?
One.
That's right. One God. Class, you did an awesome job. Thank you. Let's recite the two-vowel rule for our parents and friends. Are you ready? Two-vowel rule.
Two-vowel rule. When there are two vowels in the word, the first has a long name, and the second one is silent.
Isaiah! Thank you, class. Now that we know the two-vowel rule, let's read some words that we have learned in our class. Let's start with reading group three. Reading group three, could you please read this word?
Ho!
Very good, thank you. Reading group two, could you please read this word?
Die!
Thank you. Reading group one, could you please read this word?
Eee!
Very good, thank you. Now that we can read some words, let's put those words together to make a sentence. Look at the punctuation at the end, and when my finger is on the word, then you may start. Ready? Read. Very good. That was awesome. Thank you so much. Okay, class, could you please tell me what country this is?
Japan!
It is an island.
It is an island. Very good. Charity, what is the name of the tallest mountain in Japan?
Mount Fujiyama.
Very good. That's right. Tristan, what tree has pretty colors that bloom in Japan?
Cherry tree.
Very good, the cherry tree. Naomi and Isaiah, what do the Japanese wear for holidays and special occasions?
Obi.
And kimono.
Kimono.
Very good, obis and kimonos, good. Leah, what do the Japanese children use to write? Very good. And David, what do the Japanese use to eat their foods?
Chopsticks.
That's right. Very good. Thank you, class. That was done very well. In our class, we also learn some sign language. And we just do some basic sign language, but they have fun with it. And we use it to help us to be quiet sometimes and also to sing songs. And they would like to do some for you. Class, more. Water. Crackers. Let's play.
Yay!
Stop. Very good. Thank you, thank you, boys and girls. Well done.
My pleasure.
Thank you. All right, class. Let's also read this sentence. Wait for my finger. Ready? Take a look at it. Look at the punctuation. And now read.
My dad will be dead.
Very good. Boys and girls, I think there's one more thing we need to tell moms and dads. Are you ready? Very good manners. Here we go.
Mom and Dad, we love you!
Thank you, Mrs. Bowles' class. You may have a seat.
All right, let's begin by saying our class verse, John 1, 3. Very good. How many persons are there in one God, Pete?
Three persons.
Three. Who are those three persons, Ashley?
God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
Excellent. Who made the world, Jaden?
God.
Very good. Did God make the world out of something, Alexa?
No, ma'am. There was nothing left before the world.
How did God make the world, Justin?
For speaking powerful words.
Excellent job. Now let's review some of our character development. Brianna, what does Amber Lamb say about obedience to your parents?
You should always obey right away.
That is right. Desiree, what does Amber Lamb say about table manners?
You should never touch your food before praying.
And what does Amber Lamb say about kindness, Kaylee?
Being kind one to another pleases God.
Very good. Class, what country is this?
Canada!
And what colors are in the Canadian flag, Camden?
White and red.
Very good. What is in the middle of the flag, Pete?
A maple leaf.
And what is Canada's favorite animal, Jaden?
A beaver.
Excellent. Who are the Mounties, Ashley?
A native police officer.
And what two languages do the Canadians speak, Oriana?
French and English.
Excellent job, class. Lastly, let's read this sentence.
Canada is coming soon.
Very good.
Mom and Dad, thank you.
Ms. Derry's class, please stand. All right, Ms. Derry's class, let's recite our class verse.
First Peter 5:7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. 1 Peter 5:7.
Good job, boys and girls. Karina, how long did it take God to create the world?
6 days.
Very good. Aiden Lamb, what did God do on the seventh day?
Take a rest.
Good job, you took a rest. Johanna, what did God make Adam from? Can you say it louder?
The dust from the earth.
Good job. Sarah, what did God make Eve from?
Adam's rib.
Say it louder for Mrs. Derry.
Adam's rib.
Good job, Sarah. Chandler, what did God give to Adam and Eve in addition to bodies?
A soul.
Very good. Good job, class. Class, will you please recite to me the blend word concept?
Yes, yes ma'am!
A blend is
a consonant and a vowel sounded together. When we add another letter to the blend, we make a word.
Good job. Class, since we learned that blends make words and words put together make sentences, let's read some sentences. Charlie, can you read this sentence?
I can run.
Good job, Charlie. Amari, can you read this sentence?
I'm fine.
Good job, Amari. Aiden Banks, can you read this sentence?
I can read.
Good job. All right, class, can you read this sentence all together?
K-5-E cannot wait.
Good job, class. Class, what country is this?
Australia.
Good job. Carson, what do we call Australia?
Land Down Under.
Good job, Carson. Aiden, do Australians talk like we do?
Yes, but some words mean different things.
Very good. Aaron, what do Australians call an elevator?
A lift.
Good job. What do they call a cracker?
A biscuit.
Good job. Amalia, what do Australian children like to do?
They like to play with their friends and go to the park and go to the beach.
Very good, Amalia. Very good. Class, you did an excellent job. Yes. What do we want to tell our moms and dads?
Mom and Dad, you are the best!
Good job. You may be seated. Class, let's say our class verse together.
Proverbs 9:11. Even a child knows what he is doing, whether it will be pure or whether it be right. Proverbs 9:11.
a soul, Jaden?
Yes, everyone has a soul. Soul will never die.
Excellent. What is sin, Hillary?
Sin is the transgression of God's law.
Excellent. Were Adam and Eve good when God made them, Sierra?
Yes, everything is good when God made it.
But did Adam and Eve continue to be good, Kaysen?
No, ma'am. They sinned but disobeyed God.
Excellent. And how did Adam and Eve sin, Azaria?
By eating the fruit that God said not to eat.
You're exactly right. Let's look at some of our numbers. Can you tell me what number is this, Justin?
17.
You're exactly right. And who's the daddy of 17, Micah?
10.
Excellent. Here's our next number. What number is this, Caleb?
20.
And what family does 20 live in, Sierra?
The 20 family.
Exactly right. One more number. Which number is this, Julissa?
4.
And who is the daddy of number 4, Elise?
0.
You're exactly right. That was great job, class. Let's look at our map of the world. Look at this purple continent right here. What continent?
Africa!
Africa, we've learned a lot of awesome things about Africa. Can you tell me what one animal that lives in Africa is, Jade?
Ostriches.
The ostriches. And what's another one, Kaysen?
A giraffe.
The giraffe. Another animal we've learned about are the African elephants. We know they have those big, huge ears. Azaria, why do the African elephants have the big ears?
They use the nest fins to cool themselves down.
You're exactly right. We know it gets very hot in Africa. Can we look up here at this sentence? Read these sentences for our parents.
We had fun. Goodbye, we'll be cool.
Excellent job, class.
This time we want to stop and thank our parents for coming out today and just being so supportive of this school year. But before we get into all of that, I want to stop and take the time to thank these incredible Christian ladies that the Lord has given us at BBA and me as the director to work with. I couldn't even think of a finer group of ladies. They really make my job so easy. I love you ladies, and I thank you for the good job that you have done this school year. I would also like to stop again and say that I often tell parents when they come in and interview that we are not perfect at BBA, but we do serve a perfect God. And we ask him daily to lead and guide in all of our decisions. So we want to stop right now and just say thank you for choosing BBA. And thank you for the awesome opportunity to serve and partner with you to raise your children in Christian education. We also would like to stop and ask anyone that's veteran or active military, active duty right now to stand. If you are a veteran or active duty, let's give them a hand. From the pastors and the faculty and staff of BBA, we would like to commend you for the awesome job that you have done serving our country. Some gave all, all gave some, but some truly did give all. And we just want to commend you for your service, for serving our great country. And last but not least, we want to say again, thank you, parents, over and over again, for all of your love, support, prayers that you have extended to us this year. We would not make it without you all, and we want to let you know that we love and appreciate you dearly. Our teachers will come at this time, and they're going to be presenting some awards. They'll give recognition to their students. We are asking that when your child name is called, that you would stand with your child, and we're asking that all applause be held until the last name is called. Our teachers will also be giving special recognition to some students that have earned the Servant Hearts Award this year. They will also receive a special certificate and a small testament. Thank you again. Mrs. Lewis will now come and present her class.
Good evening. As Mrs. Green said, I'm Mrs. Lewis, and I teach those fine boys and girls right there. It's hard to believe they're just 3 and 4 and some 5. They're in preschool, and they're doing an awesome job this evening. May I just start by saying thank you for sharing your precious little ones with me and for allowing... I choke up every time I do this. And for allowing me to be a part of your team. We had such a successful year because of your prayers and your training and God's grace. And I'm so very thankful for all of it. I would now like to present my awards. Boys and girls, please stand when you hear your name. Jordan Brown. Sky Brownlee. Sky also received the Servant's Heart Award. Stand up, Sky. Kaylee Coleman, Peyton Sutton, Alex Gordon, Deshaun Jackson, Caroline Brahman, Sophia Martinez. Quiet down. Thank you. Javian Marzen. Amaya McCray, Jaden Monroe. Excuse me, Amaya McCray also received the Servant's Heart Award for my class. Brianna Vargas, Andy Varnado, Dwight Vauders, and last but not least, Makira Palmer. Thank you, boys and girls. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
What fun this has been.
This is exciting.
First, I'd like to thank all the parents that have come out tonight and those that can't be with us. Thank you for being their biggest fan. I appreciate that. I pray that your journey is only sweeter as the years fly by. I have diligently prayed for your student that I've been a blessing to them as much as you've been to me. As a teacher each day, your child shares with me their smiles and their giggles, their triumphs and their trials, their questions and their stories. I have absolutely enjoyed it, and I'm delighted to be their teacher. Thank you for choosing Berean Baptist Academy. With that, our BBA families, I would not be able to teach as well as I would not have children to teach of God's love, wonders, and that he has a plan for each one of them. I am delighted with joy to hand out my awards to my K-3 students. When I call your name, please stand. Selena Bess. Olivia Byers. David Carey. Daniela Engelmeyer, and she will also be receiving the Servant's Heart Award. Mason Harrell. Bernard Hill. Jaden Kaczynski. Emily Majors. Journey Murphy. Louis Natal Morales, and he will be receiving the Servant's Heart Award as well. Christian Sadler. Micaiah Sellers. And Cody Spencer. Thank you so much.
I would like to begin by thanking you all for such a tremendous year. I never would have made it without the encouragement from my students as well as the parents. Your children have been wonderful and a tremendous blessing to me. They have such a sweet spirit about them, and I have grown to love each of them very much. Thank you all for your kind words of encouragement and prayers throughout the entire year. I will now present my awards. Students, please stand when I call your name. Alexa Banks. And Alexa will also be receiving the Servant's Heart Award. Pete Camacho. Yasa Cecilio, who is no longer with us. She PCS'd a couple months ago. Desiree Edgerton. Camden Graham. Jada Green. Justin Howard. Ashley Hillens. And Ashley also receives a Servant's Heart Award. Oriana Laney, Jaden Levering, Kaylee Park, Francine Tabio, and Brianna Watson. And Brianna also receives the Servant's Heart Award. Thank you.
Good evening, parents. Didn't our K-4 boys and girls do an excellent job? I love what we do here, and I love being a part of the daily lives and watching them grow with the knowledge and wisdom of Bible truth, and it's so wonderful to see in each one of them. Each one of them has a special spirit and just a special personality, and it's so much fun. It has been fun watching them since the first day of school until now. They've really learned a lot, and I'm very blessed to be a part of that and your family. I thank you for your support and the love that you show me, and I love each one of them very, very much. And at this time, I'd like to present my class with their K-4 certificates. Congratulations to you all, Mrs. Bowles' class. Aaron Luke Allison. Isaiah Asamato. Tanya Engelmeyer. Benaya Hazlett. David Hicks. Brooklyn King. Charity McCoy, Nicholas Morgan, Nasir Nelson, Naomi Obi, Tristan Shepherd, Aubrey Vizcara, Zoe Wester, and she also received the Servant's Heart Award, and Leah Womble. Thank you, boys and girls.
And I have to add my voice and say thank you so much for coming out. Thank you for supporting BBA and the teachers. This entire week that we've just gone through has been dedicated to teacher appreciation, but I wanted to take a minute and say how much I appreciate you as the parents. The careful training that you've given your children at home shows every single day. I've been able to do so much with my students this year, and it's because of that, all the character traits that you have instilled in them at home. It makes coming to school every day a pleasure rather than just a necessity. Thank you so much for all that you do every day. I would now like to recognize your fantastic children. Micah Aniche. Jade Campo. Jaden Collins. Jaden will also be receiving our Servant's Heart Award. Azaria Farmer. Azaria will also be receiving Servant's Heart Award. Caleb Fries. Julissa Glaspie. Kaysen Matthews. Elise Medina. Sierra Messix. Hillary Ortiz. Hillary Ortiz will be receiving Servant's Heart Award. And last but not least, Justin Tran. Thank you so much.
First of all, I would like to thank my parents. Without all the support you have shown me this year, we could not have been as successful as we have. I couldn't have done it without all of you. Thank you for sharing the lives of your children with me. They have blessed me every single day. Thank you. Boys and girls, when I call your name, please stand, and parents, please stand as well. Aiden Banks. Aiden Banks will also be receiving our Servant's Heart Award. Karina Buchanan. Aaron George. Amari Goggins. Lemuel Haley. Amalia Harris. Amalia will also be receiving our Servant's Heart Award. Johanna Hazlett. Song Jong. Aiden Lamb. Carson Marquis. Antonio Massa, he will also be receiving our Servant's Heart Award. Chandler Millsaps. Charlie Stacy. And Sarah Warlock. Thank you, parents. Thank you, boys and girls.
It is always special to say the best for last. At this time, we would like to ask all of our aides and our school nurse to please stand. Can we give these ladies a big hand? These are the ladies that open up our preschool in the morning and they close it at night. We could not be as great as we are without them. None of us would be able to come here at 6 in the morning and stay to 6 at night and still deal with preschoolers every day. They are an awesome support team. And thank you, ladies, from the bottom of our hearts. This concludes our... Sorry. Parents, this concludes our preschool awards program for tonight. I have asked Pastor Green, my husband, to come and close us in prayer. Thank you again for an awesome, awesome school year, and may God bless each family as God blesses America.
Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for what you've allowed us to see tonight, the hard work of these young people that put in the class all year long, and it's just a wonderful opportunity for us to see what they are allowed to accomplish. We thank you for their teachers who work so hard daily to make sure that they learn what they need to learn. We also want to thank you, Lord, for this country and our military and the sacrifice that they make on a daily basis, that this academy and this nation might be able to accomplish and do what it does on a daily basis. Father, we pray that you would dismiss us with your grace. Give these young boys and girls a good summer and keep them safe all year long. Bring them back for the fall that they may have another exciting time at BBA. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.